Good afternoon. At 5:30, I'm Paul Leary with your WXEL Sun Sentinel News. A Broward Circuit judge ruled today that the county's four paramutuals can install slot machines as of July 1st without fear of being prosecuted by the state attorney's office. More from the Sun Sentinel's Josh Friedman.
Circuit Judge Leroy Moe said if either the state legislature...
A new state law will allow kids with life-threatening allergies to take their injectors with them to school. Children with such allergies will now be able to carry these life-saving injectors with them to class and school trips and after-school activities. Usually kept in locked school clinics, the injectors can mean the difference between life and death for children with severe allergic reactions. It's estimated that 100,000 children are expected to benefit from the new bill. A movement is taking shape to increase Jewish participation in the donation of stem cells for medical uses. As the Sun Sentinel's Rick Stone reports, it doesn't focus on stem cells that come from embryos, but from umbilical cords.
According to Gift of Life, a stem cell donor, Rick Stone, WXEL, Sun Sentinel 24/7 News.
National Lightning Safety Awareness Week may serve as a needed reminder that the Sunshine State is also the lightning capital of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Lusheen reminds us that our region is the most dangerous in the country when it comes to lightning strikes.
South Florida residents.
Officials say that there is another problem in South Florida besides the torrential downpours, and it's mosquitoes. The control offices in Broward and Miami-Dade counties say they're being flooded with calls from bugged residents about mosquitoes. Joe Marifleck from the Mosquito Control Service tells NBC6 that can't do much about the mosquitoes until the rain stops.
Makes the mosquitoes.
Florida parents and stock market investors are getting an early summer present from the state capitol. Governor Jeb Bush has signed the back-to-school tax holiday. Buyers can get a tax break on back-to-school items and the ownership of stocks, bonds, and other intangible property. The tax break will let consumers buy clothing, books, and certain other products selling for under $50 without paying sales tax during the last 9 days of July. School supplies less than $10 will also be tax-free. Bush signed the measure to extend the tax refund program for job-creating industries as well. The WXEL South Florida forecast for the rest of this afternoon calling for some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. More of the same for tomorrow. Tonight we'll have lows in the lower 80s. Right now 81 in West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale. I'm Paul Leary, WXEL Sun Sentinel News.